We have a world religion that in the next few years, hear me, in the next few years is going to overtake Christianity as the most populous religion of the world. But they just sang one of the huge differences. That other religion is a religion of death, as illustrated daily across the world. Christianity is a religion of life. He came to give life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundant. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell us one more time. Our life is tied up in His, and because He lives, we shall live also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, would you turn your Bibles tonight to John chapter 20? I'm going to preach perhaps a unique message tonight. We'll read four verses and we'll look at these this evening. Would you stand for the reading of God's Word? Thank you. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Listen, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Also tonight, it's good to see Luke and Josh's prayer partners with them. I did mention them a while ago. I want to preach tonight. The short title is Church on Easter Evening. And the longer title would be Why You Should Go to Church on Easter Evening. Now, it's evident you're here, so I'm preaching to folks that aren't here, right? So you're just here to provide the amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray together for the help of the Lord. Father, thank you for these moments we have together. May we sense the presence of the risen Lord. Lord, minister to folks. God, some have come with heavy hearts. Some have come, Lord, with confusion. And some have come with just a need of a touch from heaven. Lord, I pray, God, that you would move. May this sermon, this message happen as it's preached. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. A lot of things happened on Easter morning, in the morning, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb. They got the message from the angels. He's not here. He's risen. They saw the Lord. So a lot of things happened on Easter morning. But I also want you to know some wonderful things affected or happened on Easter evening that affected a whole lot of lives. Things happened on Easter morning, but things happened on Easter evening. Now, the first thing we find is that the people of God got together. They were together. They were together because they wanted to be together. It's that way with believers. I've already preached this, so I'm just going to briefly mention that we must make no mistake about it. Although there's not a command, thou shalt worship on Sunday night, to me it's an evident concession to worldliness, and it's an admission of the lack of dedication, and it's a surrender of the sabbatical rest to eliminate a Sunday evening worship service. And if we wanted some more support for a Sunday evening service, we have it here on Easter evening. They had church. They had church. So tonight I want to just briefly preach to us or to those that aren't amongst us, why you should go to church on Easter evening. Number one, these are not necessarily in order. Number one, you should go to church on Easter evening because we don't receive an offering on Sunday morning, but we do on Sunday night. I'm just joking. Let's start over. Number one, we should go to church on Easter evening because Jesus did. Jesus did. Jesus went to church on Easter evening, Sunday night. I call it church because there were more than two or three together, and he was in the midst. So wherever they were at, that sounds like church to me, doesn't it, you? Amen. Whether they were in a church sanctuary or not, they were in church. Look at verse 19 again. Then the same day of the evening, later there, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them. Jesus was there. Hallelujah. We may not have recognized, or you may not have recognized it yet, but Jesus is in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to know affirmatively that when we come together, he is here. Hallelujah. Jesus went to church. Number two, you should go to church on Easter evening because Jesus not only comes to church, he shows up. He shows up in power to be experienced, to be seen. Again, in verse 19, it says that Jesus came and stood in the midst. That means he's not over in a corner. He's not hidden someplace. He was right there in the middle of them. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad for the times the Lord just gets right in the middle of us? Hallelujah. He's as close to the one on the back pew as he is to the one in the choir loft because he's in the midst. He's in the midst. So that's reason number two. But I want you to notice here that surprised those disciples. That was the last thing they were expecting when they got together. They were there in fear and sadness. The last thing they expected was Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the times that Jesus just surprises us with his presence? Have you ever come to church and just been surprised how he showed up in power? Amen. He surprised him. His coming was unexpected. It was sudden. Oh, but what a surprise when Jesus came together. They shouldn't have been surprised because he said, if just two or three would gather in my name, there I would be in the midst of them. And I'm so glad tonight that Jesus knows how and he knows when to show up. Glory to God. You know, I know he's here in a sense, but I'm talking about a manifest presence. Did you know before we finish this sermon, he could show up for you in this service? He could surprise you with your presence. You should go to church on Easter evening, number three, because Jesus can come in past closed doors and walls. Look in the verse here. It says the doors were shut, but that didn't keep Jesus out. I said the doors were shut and barred, but that didn't keep Jesus out. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Whether you want them to be there or not, sometimes in your heart and life, there's barriers, there's walls, there's doors, there's things in the way of your soul touching God. But I'm telling you, come to church because Jesus has a way of going through the closed door. Amen. The wall that's in the way, he can come, he can talk, he can speak, he can move in your life. Amen. There may be a barrier. We preached that this morning. He can move it. Amen. We saw that this morning. But he can come right through it if you really want him. I said, if you really want him, the enemy can construct barriers around your soul and in your life. But if you really want him, if you really want him, he can come through the closed door. Glory to God. I'm not talking about purposely barring Jesus from your life. I'm talking about really wanting him in your life, really wanting to hear from him and to know his touch, but something's got in the way. The enemy would like to keep that from happening. Amen. The enemy has closed the doors and barricaded you in, but Jesus came through the locked door. Hallelujah. You come to church on Easter evening because there's an enemy out looking for us. Amen. It's understood in this verse that the reason the disciples had the doors locked and they were holed up in that room because they were afraid the Jews were going to do to them as they had done to Jesus. And there was probably some weight to that supposition. Amen. Amen. And they were afraid out on the streets that whether it was the temple guard or who it was, amen, the Jewish leaders would have them too arrested and perhaps whipped or thrown into prison or perhaps killed. There was an enemy out there. Amen. I want to tell you, when you come to church, this is a sanctuary. It is a safe place. Hallelujah. There's an enemy, a roaring lion who goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Let me tell you something. Amen. If you can be in church and you choose not to be in church, amen, you leave yourself wide open to the attack and the pouncing and the destructive work of our enemy. I'll tell you one reason we come together. There's an enemy out there, and we come together and let God move in our hearts. He strengthens us. He empowers us. He enables us, and we leave strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We come together because we realize there's an enemy who seeks our destruction. We should come to church on Easter evening because we have needs only Jesus can meet. As we're going to see, the fear they experienced in their hearts, only Jesus could take that away. Amen. That kind of need. How many knows that we have needs only Jesus can meet? How many be real honest tonight and say, I've got a need only Jesus can meet? Hallelujah. He met that need for the time was over that evening. We should come to church on Easter evening because Jesus can speak peace to our hearts. Twice in this occurrence, twice in this meeting, Jesus looked at them and said, peace be unto you. Oh, there was a storm of fear going on in their hearts. But the one who stood in that boat and spoke to wind and wave and said, peace be still, that same one that was in that boat, he stepped into that room. This time the storm wasn't on the outside. This time the storm was on the inside. Oh, but the same master of the storm showed up in their midst and he said, peace be unto you. How many knows he's able to speak peace? I said, that's why we come together. He shows up to speak peace to our hearts. Amen. We should come to church on Easter evening because Jesus can show us things about himself. Look in verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. He showed the wounds. Amen. The scar was still there. And you know this. Jesus had just received those wounds just hours before. But the only thing that remained was the scar. And God could have taken that away as well. But that was evidence. Amen. Wounds don't heal that quickly. Those kind of wounds don't heal that quickly. Oh, but Jesus showed him the nail scars in his hands and the nail scar in his side. Oh, he showed them things. Amen. That song keeps trying to come to me. Show me things I've never seen before. I'm telling you, that can happen when God's people get together and Jesus shows up. He does it through the power of the Holy Spirit today. It's the Spirit that takes the things of Christ and shows them to us. But I'm telling you, how many knows however long you've served the Lord, there are things he can show us about himself. Lord, show us something new about your grace, about your mercy, about your love, about your power, about your word. He showed them things they would have never seen had they not been there, had they stayed home. But because they came together, Jesus showed them things about himself they would have never seen. Amen. We should come to church on Easter evening because we can leave glad. We can leave glad. Again, verse 20, after he showed unto them his hands in his side, then were the disciples glad. Now notice, they went from fear to glad. They went from sad to glad. Has that ever happened to you in the house of God? Amen. You came in sad, you left glad. That's why I tell people, you know what, the enemy always works in the same ways. He really does. Amen. I've got a whole of people that I've missed and said, I've missed you at church. And many, many times I hear, well, I didn't come to church because I was discouraged. I'm telling you, if you're discouraged, that's the time to be in God's house. Hallelujah. What if those disciples said, I believe we'll just go home to here and there because we're discouraged. They'd stay discouraged. But they gathered together discouraged. But then they saw the Lord. He was in their midst. And all of a sudden, then were the disciples glad. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You know, it's got to get a hold of our hearts. This experience with the Lord is real. I know there's a lot of battles. There's a lot of disappointments. There's a lot of hard valleys. A lot of hard things, but we got to realize what we have in Jesus truly is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. This world could never make you glad. There's fleeting pleasures, but only that experience with Jesus can make you glad with true joy. Amen. They left glad. We should come to church on Easter evening. Amen. Because Jesus can send us out into the week, not only with joy, but with a purpose. Look in verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. The Father had sent Jesus with the purpose of seeking and saving that which is lost. And Jesus said, now I'm going to send you. I'm telling you, that's the thing with the Lord. Amen. You come in here and you may be wrapped up in your own problems and your own needs, but God gets to work and he speaks peace. He makes you glad. And when you leave here, you leave with a sense of purpose. I can make a difference. I can help somebody. I can share the good news of Jesus Christ. It's when we gather together that that sense of purpose enters our hearts. So send I you. Amen. I don't know if you're keeping count here, but number 10, amen, why you should come to church on Easter evening is because Jesus can breathe the Spirit into our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed new life into them. He breathed new strength into them. Oh, breath of God, now breathe on me. Have you had it happen? Have you come feeling dead on the inside? Even have you had it happen? We begin to sing and pray and worship, and suddenly the Savior, he breathes the Spirit of life into our hearts. Oh, have you had that happen? It's a wonderful experience. 10 reasons why we should come to church on Easter evening. But I decided to add some bonuses. I didn't even give Brother Mike the second bonus here, but I'll give it to you. The first bonus is, if we don't come to church on Easter evening, we'll miss out on what happens. Because it happened to someone. You know who it was? Thomas. Look at verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. He missed out because he wasn't there. You know, it's a burden of my heart. I've seen this so many times. Now, I know I'm preaching to those that aren't here, but you're just amen. And a particular people with particular needs. And in the service, it seemed like God orchestrated the whole service to minister to that person's need, from things that were sung, things that were said, the word preached, the whole moving of the Spirit was orchestrated at meeting that person's need. There's only one problem. They weren't there. Thomas wasn't there. Thank God for his mercy. Since Thomas wasn't there, Jesus showed up again, and next time Thomas was. That's what it says. Then Jesus came again, and Thomas was with them. Oh, what a merciful God. I don't want to miss out on what God has, do you? Bonus number two, the pastor didn't preach very long on Easter evening. Would you come, music? Now, I'm going to close by admitting something. I actually was going to preach this 3 years ago. And if I can download in my memory, I'm sure about two of them. One of those Easters, we had an unexpected guest to speak. The other two Easters, I was wanting to preach this, but we came, Easter evenings, we came in here, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move. And that's all there was. I didn't mind that at all because it was one of those times where God just went ahead and illustrated what the message was about. It was Easter evening, and Jesus showed up, and he breathed his Spirit on us. But we're not through yet, because let me tell you something. The expectation of Pentecostal people, the service wasn't over when the preacher got through preaching. And the expectation of Pentecostal people, they believed coming to the altar and praying that Jesus was going to show up down there at the front and meet with them in a special way. So I want to ask you tonight, Easter evening, 2,000 years ago it happened. When we gather in these altars tonight, could you not believe that Jesus would just show up in our midst, speak peace to those who need peace spoken to their hearts, give joy to those who need joy, show things to folks that need to see him, and that people could leave here with a sense of purpose. Hallelujah. Would you stand across the building? Hallelujah. Before we come, let's lift our hearts one more time and thank him that he is risen indeed. Could you praise him? Could you thank him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. If you're a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe he's risen from the dead, would you worship him? Hallelujah. 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 All right, church, I want to invite you to come and fill these altars, and let's believe that he will show up in our midst in a special way. If you need peace spoken to your heart, let him speak peace to your heart. If you need joy, let him give you joy. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. You're the risen Lord. You're the risen Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we need you to stand and come into our midst. Lord, we need you to speak peace. Lord, we need you to make the heart glad. Make the heart glad. Make the heart glad. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I trust him. Let him come in our midst. Oh, let's seek him, church. Let's seek him, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brothers, he's here in our midst. Over here on the men's side, brothers, he's in our midst. Let him speak peace. Let him touch you. Let him talk with you. Let him help you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Speak peace. Speak peace, Lord.